So we begin looking in section 3 of Calvin's treatment on prayer, in which he answers the question, since God already knows, why pray? Particularly if he's in control of all things, as we believe the Bible teaches, he has ordained all things, our prayers seem to be superfluous. Calvin says to begin with, about 6 or 7 lines down through the first paragraph, that God has ordained it not so much for his sake as for ours. Prayer is an act of worship. It's an act of recognition that everything good we have comes from him and that we are taking him at his word, believing his promises, and seeking from him everything we lack in ourselves. He says in the very next line, now he wills, as is right, that his due be rendered to him in the recognition that everything men desire, an account conducive to their own profit, comes from him, and in the attestation of this by our prayers. In other words, when we pray, we're telling the Lord, Lord, everything comes from you. We have nothing in ourselves. Until you fill us, we are empty. Now, to add to this main reason, Calvin, in the second full paragraph of section 3, gives 6 beautiful reasons why each one of us need to pray. Now, his language here about us is that we are, quote, dull, stupid, later, sleepy and idling. And so we need these 6 reasons to stir us up. He says, first, that our hearts may be fired with a zealous and burning desire ever to seek, love, and serve him while we become accustomed in every need to fly to him as to a sacred anchor. Inflamed with zeal for God, in every trouble, fly to him as our anchor. Second, that there may enter our hearts no desire and no wish at all of which we should be ashamed to make him a witness while we learn to set all our wishes before his eyes and even to pour out our whole hearts. In other words, when we go to God in prayer, we're also saying, Lord, all my desire is before you. Nothing is hidden from you. And Calvin says that we ought to have no desires that we would be ashamed to make God a witness of in our prayers. Third, that we be prepared to receive his benefits with true gratitude of heart and thanksgiving, benefits that our prayer reminds us come from his hand. The reason we're not more thankful is that we don't pray more. Calvin says one of the reasons we pray is so that we can then give God thanks when he answers our prayer and comes to our aid. Fourth, he says that having obtained what we are seeking, what we were seeking, and being convinced that he has answered our prayers, we should be led to meditate upon his kindness. So we've sought God in prayer. We cast our cares before him. He's answered us, or maybe he's just encouraged us. David in one place says, my heart trusts in you, and I am helped, not because my circumstances are changed, but simply by trusting in you. Calvin says that when we pray, when he answers us, we're then led to meditate upon his kindness, how generous he's been with us. Fifth, that at the same time we embrace with greater delight those things which we acknowledge to have been obtained by prayers. In other words, when we pray, God answers our prayers, deliverance from sickness, we ought to pause. Lord, you heard my prayer. You healed me. This comes from you. Or Lord, you preserved me from sickness. This comes from you. You see how much we rob ourselves when we don't pray of opportunities then to be moved by God's kindness and then to be recognize that this has come from him. And lastly, he says that use and experience may, according to our measure, the measure of our feebleness, confirm his providence, while we understand not only that he promises never to fail us, and of his own will opens the way to call upon him at the very point of necessity, but also that he ever extends his hand to help his own, not wet nursing them with words, but defending them with present help. In other words, we call upon God's providence. God is a God who uses means. Now, the very last thing he talks about in this section is, why does God sometimes seem not to hear our prayers? Well, Calvin says, it sometimes seems that God doesn't hear us or that he seems mute. But God withdraws from us, it seems like, even though he's always with us, to stir us up to seek him all the more. But Calvin says, God has joined these two things together, The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. We can't use providence as an excuse not to pray. Providence is the greatest motivation to pray, because God has ordained our prayers to be the means through which he accomplishes his eternal purposes.